grace, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And God, enliven and preserve your church with your perpetual mercy. Without your help, we mortals will fail. Remove far from us everything that is harmful, and lead us toward all that gives life and salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The reading this morning, which is taken from Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us lay aside then the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, and not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision in the flesh to gratify its desires. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 119 responsively. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire. Turn my eyes from beholding falsehood. Give me life in your way. Turn away the reproach that I dread, because your judgments are good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Great. Have to stay here.
It's no surprise that I'm choosing to preach on the first reading rather than the Gospel today. You know, last week I started my sermon with a reference to a song. Some of you Western, country Western fans knew this song, Achy Breaky Heart, had heard of Billy Ray Cyrus. My reference today is a little more obscure. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers left the neighborhood about 10 years ago, but some of you might remember him and his song. What do you mean when you say neighbor? You could say neighbor and be talking about the person who lives next door to you. Or maybe you have a little broader meaning and include those who live within your zip code or within your community part of the city. Or maybe you even expand that understanding definition and say it is all of your fellow human beings. When Jesus was asked to define neighbor, he told a story. The familiar to many story of the Good Samaritan gets to the definition of neighbor not by an address, but by behavior. Jesus turns it upside down and gives it back to us. Not who is my neighbor, but how do I like a neighbor? According to Jesus' story, a neighbor is one who shows kindness and or helpfulness toward others, especially when those others are in some sort of distress. Those people experiencing a natural disaster like a hurricane or an earthquake, or who live in the midst of civil strife or war, when we offer a helping hand to such as those, we are being neighbors. St. Paul says that we owe a debt to our neighbors. We owe a debt to our neighbors. Now, I was always told to try not to be in debt. And I think that many would agree with me that our goal is to be out of debt, or at least to be even. Paul says you owe a debt to your neighbors, and that is the debt of love. In some ways, that makes being a neighbor as followers of Jesus quite easy, because there's only one thing to do, just love. That's the only law you have to worry about, just love. The commandments, says Paul, are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. We're not bound to any strict or legalistic following of the law. We fulfill the law by choosing love. On the surface, that seems pretty easy. No worries about rules or regulations. Just live by the rule of love. Well, this is a time when that adage, it's easier said than done, is true. Living by the rule of love involves a lot of thought and intentionality. Easy answers are harder to come by. There isn't just a right and a wrong. We have to answer the question, what would be the most loving action? Every person we encounter, every new situation, has to be seen through the lens of love. And that's a challenge to us, because it requires that we trust God. It's a challenge because it requires us to listen to the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit of God that is within us. Love is hard, and it asks us to do hard things. It asks us to live in community with people who are not just like us. It asks us to share our lives with people with whom we do not always agree. It asks us to forgive one another's wrongs. Love asks us to do hard things, but it also surrounds us and shows us that we are unconditionally loved. We are not asked to love without knowing what it means to be loved. We are not asked to forgive without knowing that what it means to be forgiven. We're not asked to love our neighbors, but to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Today, we are invited to show that love of neighbor by participating in God's Work, Our Hands Sunday. This is what the presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, wrote. God's Work, Our Hands Sunday is an opportunity to celebrate who we are as the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, one church, freed in Christ to serve and love our neighbor. Today, the nearly 10,000 congregations of this church gather to serve communities in ways that share the love of God with all of God's people. God's Work, Our Hands Sunday reminds us that we are a church together for the sake of the world. Our lives have been changed by our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and it's that encounter with Jesus that frees us to make a difference. As you participate today in the dedicated day of service, may you witness the love of God who knows and loves each one of us. You work every day to love your neighbors and to make your community a better place. And today is just another day, but it's an opportunity for us to do that together. Amen.